Welcome to this week's episode of Business Wise. This is a podcast series for entrepreneurs interested in expanding through learning and applying the management system discovered and developed by humanitarian philosopher and administrator, Mr. L. Ron Hubbard. As promised in last week's episode on the antisocial personality, this week's episode is on the social personality, a much brighter subject of discussion by far. We have to know the attributes of the social personality as well as we know the attributes of the antisocial, perhaps even better. So we cannot be led astray by the antisocial, who will use such to label and dispense with those they fear, which is everybody else. In reviewing the material from Mr. Hubbard on the social personality, his passion for the goodness in man came through to me so strongly, and as commonly happens, I was so moved, I've decided that today I'm simply going to relay this data to you, word for word, exactly as Mr. Hubbard wrote it. His examples are so clear, his words so beautiful. I leave it to the greatest teacher of them all to bring you this vital knowledge. And so, here in the words of L. Ron Hubbard, are the attributes of the social personality. Man, in his anxieties, is prone to witch hunts. All one has to do is designate, quote, people wearing black caps, end quote, as the villains, and one can start a slaughter of people in black caps. This characteristic makes it very easy for the antisocial personality to bring about a chaotic or dangerous environment. Man is not naturally brave or calm in his human state, and he is not necessarily villainous. Even the antisocial personality, in his warped way, is quite certain that he is acting for the best and commonly sees himself as the only good person around, doing all for the good of everyone. The only flaw in his reasoning being that if one kills everyone else, none are left to be protected from the imagined evils. His conduct in his environment and toward his fellows is the only method of detecting either the antisocial or the social personalities. Their motives for self are similar: self-preservation and survival. They simply go about achieving these in different ways. Thus, as man is naturally neither calm nor brave, anyone to some degree tends to be alert to dangerous persons, and hence, witch hunts can begin. It is therefore even more important to identify the social personality than the antisocial personality. One then avoids shooting the innocent out of mere prejudice or dislike or because of some momentary misconduct. The social personality can be defined most easily by comparison with his opposite, the antisocial personality. This differentiation is easily done, and no test should ever be constructed which isolates only the antisocial. On the same test must appear the upper as well as lower ranges of man's actions. A test that declares only antisocial personalities without also being able to identify the social personality would be itself a suppressive test. It would be like answering yes or no to the question, do you still beat your wife? Anyone who took it could be found guilty. While this mechanism might have suited the times of the Inquisition, it would not suit modern needs. As the society runs, prospers, and lives solely through the efforts of social personalities, one must know them as they, not the antisocial, are the worthwhile people. These are the people who must have rights and freedom. Attention is given to the antisocial solely to protect and assist the social personalities in the society. all majority rules, civilizing intentions, and even the human race will fail unless one can identify and thwart the antisocial personalities and help and forward the social personalities in the society. For the very word society implies social conduct, and without it, there is no society at all, only a barbarism, with all men, good or bad, at risk. The frailty of showing how the harmful people can be known is that these then apply the characteristics to decent people to get them hunted down and eradicated. The swan song of every great civilization is a tune played by arrows, axes, or bullets used by the antisocial to slay the last decent men. Government is only dangerous when it can be employed by and for antisocial personalities. The end result is the eradication of all social personalities and the resultant collapse of Egypt, Babylon, Rome, Russia, or the West. You will note in the characteristics of the antisocial personality that intelligence is not a clue to the antisocial. They are bright or stupid or average. Thus, those who are extremely intelligent can rise to considerable, even head of state, heights, importance, and ability, or wish to rise above others, are likewise not indexes to the antisocial. When they do become important or rise, they are, however, rather visible by the broad consequences of their acts. But they are as likely to be unimportant people or hold very lowly stations and wish for nothing better. Thus, it is the 12 given characteristics above which identify the antisocial personality, and these same 12 reversed are the sole criteria of the social personality, if one wishes to be truthful about them. The identification or labeling of an antisocial personality cannot be done honestly and accurately unless one also, in the same examination of the person, reviews the positive side of his life. All persons under stress can react with momentary flashes of antisocial conduct. This does not make them antisocial personalities. The true antisocial person has a majority of antisocial characteristics. The social personality has a majority of social characteristics. Thus, one must examine the good with the bad before one can truly label the antisocial or the social. In reviewing such matters, very broad testimony and evidence are best. One or two isolated instances determine nothing. One should search all 12 social and all 12 antisocial characteristics and decide on the basis of actual evidence, not opinion. The 12 primary characteristics of the social personality are as follows. 1. The social personality is specific in relating circumstances. Joe Jones said, the Star newspaper reported, and gives sources of data where important or possible. He may use the generality of they or people, but seldom in connection with attributing statements or opinions of an alarming nature. 2. The social personality is eager to relay good news and reluctant to relay bad. He may not even bother to pass along criticism when it doesn't matter. He is more interested in making another feel liked or wanted than disliked by others, and tends to err toward reassurance rather than toward criticism. 3. A social personality passes communication without much alteration and, if deleting anything, tends to delete injurious matters. He does not like to hurt people's feelings. He sometimes errs in holding back bad news or orders which seem critical or harsh. 4. Treatment, reform, and psychotherapy, particularly of a mild nature, work very well on the social personality. Whereas antisocial people sometimes promise to reform, they do not. Only the social personality can change or improve easily. It is often enough to point out unwanted conduct to a social personality to completely alter it for the better. Criminal codes and violent punishment are not needed to regulate social personalities. 5. The friends and associates of a social personality tend to be well, happy, and of good morale. A truly social personality quite often produces betterment in health or fortune by his mere presence on the scene. At the very least, he does not reduce the existing levels of health or morale in his associates. When ill, the social personality heals or recovers in an expected manner and is found open to successful treatment. 6. The social personality tends to select correct targets for correction. He fixes the tire that is flat rather than attack the windscreen. In the mechanical arts, he can therefore repair things and make them work. 7. Cycles of action begun are ordinarily completed by the social personality, if possible. 8. The social personality is ashamed of his misdeeds and reluctant to confess them. He takes responsibility for his errors. 9. The social personality supports constructive groups and tends to protect or resist destructive groups. 11. The social personality helps others and actively resists acts which harm others. 12. Property is property of someone to the social personality, and its theft or misuse is prevented or frowned upon. So there are the 12 points of the social personality. And now Mr. Hubbard goes into the basic motivation. So we resume the article, and these are Mr. Hubbard's words. The social personality naturally operates on the basis of the greatest good. He is not haunted by imagined enemies, but he does recognize real enemies when they exist. The social personality wants to survive and wants others to survive, whereas the antisocial personality really and covertly wants others to succumb. Basically, the social personality wants others to be happy and do well, whereas the antisocial personality is very clever in making others do very badly indeed. A basic clue to the social personality is not really his successes, but his motivations. The social personality, when successful, is often a target for the antisocial, and by this reason he may fail. But his intentions included others in his success, whereas the antisocial only appreciate the doom of others. Unless we can detect the social personality and hold him safe from undue restraint, and detect also the antisocial and restrain him, our society will go on suffering from insanity, criminality, and war, and man and civilization will not endure. Of all our technical skills, such differentiation ranks the highest, since, failing, no other skill can continue. As the base on which it operates, civilization will not be here to continue it. Do not smash the social personality, and do not fail to render powerless the antisocial in their efforts to harm the rest of us. Just because a man rises above his fellows or takes an important post does not make him an antisocial personality. Just because a man can control or dominate others does not make him an antisocial personality. It is his motives in doing so and the consequences of his acts which distinguish the antisocial from the social. unless we realize and apply the true characteristics of the two types of personality, we will continue to live in a quandary of who our enemies are and, in doing so, victimize our friends. All men have committed acts of violence or omission for which they could be censured. In all mankind, there is not one single perfect human being. But there are those who try to do right and those who specialize in wrong. And upon these facts and characteristics, you can know them. L. Ron Hubbard. Well, I, for one, cannot think of a more insightful article on the nature of man than the one I just read you, and that I've been referencing these last two episodes. What prompted me to deliver these two episodes was a new realization on my part of how critical this knowledge is to the survival of our civilization. I can't say that I had really fully appreciated this before I just recently restudied these particular attributes. Look, learn them yourselves. Let us free ourselves of the murk. Who are the social? Who are the antisocial? If we know these attributes well, we can certainly distinguish them if we are careful and thorough in our application of this knowledge. But boy, if there was ever a time we needed this, it's now. We are witnessing a civilization that's really on the brink of a barbarism. And while there are many amongst us who are working very, very hard and diligently to hammer together a better world, this knowledge, this technical skill, as Mr. Hubbard describes it, is senior to all the other skills that we may have learned already or will learn in the future. So I really wanted to emphasize them. I hope you got as much out of these last two episodes as was intended. And let's learn this information well. Let's find our social personalities and band together with them. Let's identify our antisocials and thwart them and render them powerless to affect the rest of us. And let's get on with building a better world. Starting with your immediate environment, use this in your own company, use this in your own family, use this in your circle of friends. And then as you bring ethics and sanity to your environment and your fellows do the same, well, those islands become the sea and we will be rewarded with a true freedom and age of truth. All right, well, that's it for today. That's it for these two episodes. We'll pick up again next week, possibly with hiring. Haven't decided yet. We still have a few more I want to do on that subject, but I definitely wanted to impart this to you. Hope you got a lot out of it. And please let us know. If you have any questions, write us at info@wiseeastus.org. If you learned something, you liked what you learned, give us a thumbs up, leave us a comment. We like the feedback. Thank you very much for listening. Talk again next week.